Does aging have to mean senility? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Does aging have to mean senility? Well, apparently, for some people it does. For some people in this world, aging means senility. Now, why would anyone want to have aging mean senility? Well, there are many children in this world who give up very early in life, and they give in to the problems that life has to offer them, and they feel very insecure and inadequate. The little children, they feel that, why does everything have to happen to me? Of course, now, if you were to research that back, you would find that that's what their parents thought. And that's what the people in their world thought. That's what the people who they dealt with every day thought. And why does it have to happen to me? And you know, it's a very interesting thing. Why does it have to happen to us? Why does it have to happen in our world? Well, it happens in our world primarily because we give up. And aging is a matter of giving up. Oh yes, we know a lot of people who are in their 30s and 40s who act like old people. We know a lot of people who are young people in their 30s and 40s and 50s who don't get out and get active. They tie up to the boob tube. They tie up to the television and to their computers even. And they get hooked up on those things and they have no interest in life. Now, I am not saying that having an interest in tennis and golf and climbing mountains and going places and doing things is the show of a youthful character. That is not my point at all here. My point is, when our mind ceases to be active and our mind ceases to be excited, you see, people who work on computers, their minds are certainly active and excited. Yes, if they are working on things of interest to them. But most of the time, you are working on somebody else's program. You are working at somebody else's game. You are working at somebody else's program that they have established to amuse themselves. Now, if you, and here's the reason, if you, rather than playing these computer games, which are good, would play computer chess or computer mathematical games or crossword puzzle games and things like that. These challenge the mind. These challenge the mind without a direction, without a goal. And if our mind can be challenged without a goal, if our mind can be challenged without having something specific to satisfy us when we come to the conclusion, you say, well, word games have conclusions, chess has conclusions, yes, but there's always the opportunity to improve your skills. But when you're playing some of these games, there's no opportunity to improve your skills. Oh, you improve your skills of playing the games and working with the games that they have, but you see, living life in our mind is entirely different than living life in someone else's mind. Now, there's nothing wrong with living in someone else's mind and living in our mind, either way, but one way sets us free and the other way puts us on a treadmill where we just go on and on and on. There are many terms psychologists have for this. There are many terms that people have for this, but I like to think of the crazy people in this world that we call nerds. Well, they're on a treadmill too, from a point of view. They get so involved in their computer games or in other things that they forget to get involved in thinking. Now, what's your thought about War and Peace? Well, who's interested in War and Peace? Well, do you say there now is peace on earth and it began with me? Well, that's not true. Well, it is true. Do you say that My thought is the master of my world. Well, sort of, but it is. Is it really the master of my thought? Do you say that every thought I think is a thought that I want to be replicated in my world as an action? Now that's a new one. You see, senility comes when you stop having thoughts. When you stop having creative ideas about the world in which you live, and you just sort of drift back into the past, you drift back into even the present, and living for the news broadcasts, living for the soap operas, living for whatever. And you see, life itself becomes a soap opera for you. It becomes something that is sort of a predefined program, something you know what sort of result is going to happen. I like to listen to the happy soap operas, or I like to listen to sad soap operas, or I like to listen to adventurous soap operas. They're all there. They're called serials. And they're all there. And they're for us to enjoy or utilize in any way we want. But what does a creative mind do? What does a mind that is constantly thinking about great things do? If you would like to have a result in your life, if you'd like to have a conclusion in your life, it demands you to be alert to yourself. We're never too old to learn. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, don't be an old dog. Don't be an old dog, because an old dog is one who has settled down into lethargy. He has settled down into a certain habitual way of doing something, and he no longer is interested in life. He just wants to be cuddled, and he wants to be snuggled. And you see, this is what people do with dogs. Instead of playing games with them, throwing sticks for them, and getting really active with them, they just pet them and love them and hug them, and they enjoy it as much as the dogs enjoy it. But in the process, there is no growth for either you or the dog. There is no expansion of character for either you or the dog. How often do you say to your dog, sit, roll over, come? How often do you say, halt, whatever you want to say to your dog? How often do you put these training commands? You say, well, I did that once, and he does okay, and we get along all right. He understands me, I understand. Well, life is a continual training session, a continual alert training session. Every moment we want to be on top of everything. Every moment we want to tell our consciousness what we want to think. We want to tell our dog how we want them to act. We do not want our dogs to act as you say they might like to act. We want our dogs to act as we want them to act. This is senility that sets in when we just sort of let the status quo take over and let conditions be as conditions are and not be the master of them. Senility is a matter of giving up. Are you ready to give up? You say, well, I'm 15. Yeah, that's right. Are you ready to give up? Or are you sparkling with new ideas and sparkling with new endeavors and new possibilities for living? Are you filled with ideas that want to be dreamed and lived? Do you have stories you want to tell? Do you have books you want to write? Do you have dreams you want to dream? Well, there's no senility there. There is life. Now, you say, well, a lot of that's nonsense. For whom? Nonsense is something that is of no interest to you. Now, is it nonsense to you, or is it a matter that it's of interest to you? What is the statement with you? What is the case with you? Tell me. Well, the case with you is living and being who you are under all circumstances. Now, who are you? Who am I? What is my goal? What is my direction? What is my desire for myself? Where am I going in life? Yes, where am I going? Am I always on top of it? Am I always excited? Does every word anyone says to me sort of stimulate me to thinking in general terms, positive terms, negative terms, uplifting terms, exciting terms? Well, I'm alive. Then I am really getting the most out of life. We can get the most out of life when we live it. Does aging have to mean senility? There are little children who have a disease, and that disease makes them age. And as by the time they're 5 or 6, maybe 8 years old, they look like they're 40 years old or maybe 50, and their body ages and their hair gets lost and their eyes get dim, and all these interesting things take place in them. Now, it is a disease. It is a disease, a dis-ease. It is an action taking place within the body, which is not allowing the body to do what is considered normal. Now, where are you, where am I, on this level of attitude? Do we have this pre-aging attitude about us? Do we have this pre-senility or senility attitude about us? Or are we excited about life? Take a child who has this disease, and they're aging so quickly. We say, nothing can be done, nothing can be done. We don't have any drugs for them, we don't have any things to stop that. Well, did you ever think of talking to that person? Oh yes, they're just a 3, 5, 10-year-old child. Talking to that person and saying, hey, tell the cells of your body that you are a young person, that you are dynamic. Tell the cells of your body that you want to grow up naturally. You do not want to have this syndrome that makes you appear to age quickly. You don't want that. Now, you say, that's silly, that's silly. You don't talk to your body and tell your body these things. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. And you start out wherever you want to start out. And whenever you see your child or someone you love experiencing something that is moving them in a direction that's not positive for them, and they want your advice or direction, perhaps starting out with ourselves, that's the most wonderful thing. And then we tell ourselves, yes, that's it, we tell ourselves, I am young, I am dynamic, I am vital, dynamic, alive, filled with energy. I am pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm pure energy. Well, that's not so. You're sort of a sickly character. You're this, you're that. Hey, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my body. I'm telling my body that this is what I want my body to demonstrate for me and illustrate for me and be for me. And my body is whatever I want it to be. Yes, that's what it is. I don't need to have senility in my world unless I give up. And you give up when you think that you are not in charge of your mind, of your body, of your affairs, of everything that you are. This is such an important thing for us to consider. It's so dynamic for us to consider. We are in charge. We do not have to be sick. We do not have to die. We do not have to have all these experiences that come into our life. But we fall into the trap. When we have a symptom, we say, oops, I got a symptom, I'm going to have the result of that symptom. No way. Whoops, there's an apparent symptom there. It doesn't belong in me. Out, out, out. And kick it out. And say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And just keep saying that until that symptom no longer is part of your life. And do it. Do it. Her shouting at us isn't going to make us do it. That's true. But shouting at myself does. When I say, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. If I have any little incident that comes into my life, any little feeling that comes into my life, any symptom at all, I instantly say, I'm home perfect. And this is what we all want to do. Or if you take vitamins, you take these mineral pills and you take that. That's right. I feel that is a benefit to me. And perhaps I'll cut that out too. But I don't choose to eat a lot of the foods that they say are necessary for this, that, and the other thing, because they're just not appealing to me. But I do eat a lot of the foods that are appealing to me, the fruits and vegetables and all the things that delight me. And my body is doing pretty well. And perhaps as I stop listening to the outer world, you've got to have the omega-3, the omega-6, you got to have this, you got to have that. You see, when you stop listening to that, then you start living beautifully. People have lived aged years for years. We say, How did they do that? Well, they had special genes and special DNA in their body. No, they didn't. They had a special mind construct. They believed in themselves. They believed in their youthfulness. They believed in everything. Oh yes, there are many who lived many, many years, and many now live many, many years that we don't even know about. And isn't it interesting that they don't have birth certificates for some aged people? Why not? If they don't have birth certificates for some aged people who live in a normal society and were born in a hospital, or were born wherever they were born, at home probably, and there's no record of them, how many thousands of people do we have on the face of the earth who have no record of their birth, who have no record, they say they were born at a certain time because that's what they were told, but they probably were born hundreds of years before, and no one knows about it because they only know that that's the game they played of going through their childhood at this age. Well, you say, Herb, what are you trying to make up here? I'm trying to do one thing. I'm not trying to do it. I'm doing it. I am saying one thing. Our world, our life, our experiences are the result of the thoughts in our mind. And whatever thoughts we have in our mind, those are the experiences we have. And I am vital, dynamic, alive, energy. I am vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I am vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I'm whole and perfect. Live with these thoughts in your mind and forget all those other thoughts. Every time I listen to a video with the campus family here, with the monks, I always ask them afterwards, what's the redeeming thing that you found in this movie? What was the redeeming factor that you found in listening and watching this movie? And sometimes they come up with silly things, but most of the time they come up with very astute, very in tune things. They come up with something that indicates that they got something out of that movie because they put themselves into the movie. They got something out of the movie. And this is the way life is. When we put ourselves into life, we get something out of it. When we put ourselves into life, who is a whole and beautiful and fantastic person, that's what we are. When we put ourselves into our experience of our dynamic, vital, alive beingness, pure energy, when we put that in motion, the only thing that we're going to get as a result is the same. Beautiful, fantastic, alive. That's what life's all about. Jump on it, enjoy it, and experience it now and forevermore, because you're worth it. And isn't life wonderful? Oh my, yes it is. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.